Great, you know, the rain finally kind of let up a little bit. Looks like we might have a little bit more coming in, but it's good. Going to be a great day, and I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Now you were telling me a little bit earlier that you've been in here a good part of the night.
So. Yeah, a pretty good part of the night. You were mentioning you couldn't see my coffee or my Mountain Dew. I'm going to have to get one probably when we're all said and done here.
Yeah, if you've got all morning to keep at it, then you better get something to keep chugging along.
Yep. And what can you tell us about Regent Bank? I know that's why you're here.
You know, Regent Bank has been in Nowata for the past 10 years, actually a little bit longer than that, and it's just growing and expanding. We've expanded into Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Springfield, and coming soon, we'll be in the Bartlesville market up here. We have a location spotted and identified, just kind of getting the logistics down as far as getting that building open, and we hope to have that open. It'll be before October of this year, so really excited about that. Regent Bank is a community bank that's really focused on the individuals, whether it be your personal needs, commercial needs, or consumer needs. So it's whatever. It's just kind of a really a hometown bank with a good, friendly feel.
Do you guys think you'll have a ribbon cutting ceremony for that opening?
We will, absolutely. You know, Trevor Dorsey, the president there in Nowata, he's very well known here in Bartlesville market, and he's been really working on getting that branch put together. And all the facilities and stuff, and I know we'll have a big shebang over here when that day comes, and it'll be widespread known. So,
and do you know what the process is like, kind of getting a bank started in a new place?
It, you know, there's a lot that comes with it as far as dealing with the FDIC and getting the rules and regulations under tow. And then, you know, the biggest side that I've been impressed with and been in some of those planning meetings is, actually, the facilitating the IT aspect of it and getting all the, you know, the communication right and the security set up correctly, and that's been a big thing that I didn't understand. But we've got a great IT staff here in house, and they're on it and they're working on it. They're scratching their heads a little bit because initially it was talked about a 60-day open window, and they were like, that's kind of tough. So,
but. What does Regent Bank have to offer the area? I know you were telling me before the break that you guys also reach, obviously you said Bartlesville and parts of Osage County as well.
You know, that's a good question. I'm originally from Nowata, grew up in Nowata, born and raised, you know, all in Northeast Oklahoma. And the big thing is we want to serve the community. I'm strongly ag-based, do a lot of the agriculture lending on that side. You know, and that's my focus is the agriculture aspect of it, whether it be real estate, whether it be equipment, cattle loans, or just operational line of credit. That's the big thing that I focused on. But from a general aspect, you know, we really like to deal with the businesses and consumers in the area. Got a lot of commercial deals that we can offer, kind of some package deals that have really been beneficial, whether it's the business manager line, whether it's operational line of credit for companies, business, or storefronts. We've really got a couple packages there that are very effective for small businesses and large businesses that make it easy for them to operate. The ag side's been really, really strong. That's my focus over the past 5 years, and really got a great clientele here in Northeast Oklahoma that kind of expands, and it just keeps on expanding out, whether it be to the south or the west. And it's been really good. Been very fortunate and blessed to have some great clients that have been referrals with word of mouth. But it's also one of those things, it's a one-on-one. You know, we get to know the customer, get to know the operation, and really like to get on their operation or their ranching operation and kind of feel like what they have to do.
And you were mentioning you've been doing this for the last 5 years in Nowata. Just so people can kind of know if they come in and want to talk to you, where were you before you were in Nowata?
You know, I've lived in Nowata all my life. Prior to banking, I taught college agriculture. So I taught agriculture for 13 years. Really, really enjoyed that sector of it. Loved the classroom environment. Just felt like there was something more that I could do, and had the opportunity. Sean Copeland, our CEO of Regent Bank, we grew up together showing cattle. And Sean reached out to me, and it was just kind of a whim, and was having some struggles, you know, in the college world. And just kind of by the grace, it all happened within a week. Sean reached out to me, said, we need an ag lender. And I said, man, I know ag, but I don't know lending. And had some really, really good training and really good individuals who've been shadowing me and helping me out. And so the ag deal's really taken off. And a lot of it is because of the practical aspect. And, you know, I'm the guy that's out there feeding cattle in the mornings in the wintertime and breaking ice before I go to the office. And so I'm not the guy that's, you know, got clean shoes when he walks into the office and drove a big, nice, fancy vehicle to work. I'm the guy driving the feed truck and living it every day, just like my clients are.
So you do know a thing or two about ag, and that makes it probably easier for you to kind of say, like you mentioned. What could you tell me about ag loans? What's the, kind of the process of that for people?
You know, the ag loans vary, and that's the deal. It's not a cookie cutter loan, just like somebody would think about getting an auto loan or a, you know, recreational vehicle right now. Everybody's kind of getting the itch to get a watercraft or something. But ag loan's pretty much based on the need. You know, I like to sit down with my potential customers or existing on one-on-one basis and, you know, like I said, get a feel for their operation, get a feel for what their requirement or their need is, and then we kind of base it around that. And really, from a standpoint, we don't have a big, hairy, ugly application. We don't have, you know, a lot of people get dreaded about, oh my gosh, my banker sent me this thing and it's a 48 page, it's got 14 places to sign. You know, we don't have that. We pretty much got a financial statement, tax returns, and then we just sit down on a one-on-one basis and figure out what you need. So it's a really laid-back environment, one that we want our customers and our people to feel comfortable with and not be intimidated, because when they do come to most lending institution, it's kind of a nervous deal. It's something that, you know, either A, you're in a bind, B, you're wanting to grow your business or expand your operation, or C, I mean, you're coming for money. And that, to some people, just really puts them at ease. So we do everything we can to kind of make you feel comfortable and relax and just get a one-on-one feel for you.
And when you're having that one-on-one moment, what are some of the questions that people ask when they're sitting down with you?
That they ask me?
Yes.
You know, it's one of those things they're, you know, they're worried about. You know, what's my payments like? What are the penalties? What are this and that? You know, the big thing is, how do you see me paying this back? You know, people come in and they've already done on their yellow notebook paper, they've kind of wrote down some things that how they see it cash flow and how they see the projected payments coming out. And then we kind of walk through that with them, and we make sure that we're both on the same page as far as how their return is going to work out to make that payment back. But, you know, the biggest thing that I get is I have a lot of customers that feel confident and comfortable with me and with everybody at Regent Bank, and they'll go, how do you see this working? Do you feel like this will work out? And we're fully transparent with that individual. I mean, we've had a few clients that have had great ideas. They come in, but there's a missing piece or two. And we do have a great team that is very strong in lending and very strong in agriculture. And if there's something that we're questionable about, we'll reach out and bring another stronghold there within the bank in and kind of bounce, you know, get their ideas. And sometimes the best managers are from the outside looking in, especially when it comes to the ag side. Because with the ag side, we all get passionate about the certain ways we've done things or if the generation before you did it. And sometimes it's good to step back and get somebody's outside opinion, not trying to step on anybody's toes and not trying to wreck or totally change the operation, but just kind of see some other options. And we've been very, very positive with that. And we've changed a lot of operations around, and we've got some great success stories from that to walk away with.
Now, with it being more along the lines of spring weather, we have like rain and everything. At this time of the year, are there any like other loans that people like focus on specifically at this time?
We haven't had rain. We've had toad stranglers.
Yes, we have.
Boy, it's unreal, the rain, you know, that we've gotten. You know, it's this time of year when, and I mentioned it earlier, you know, everybody's getting the itch to go out and do a little camping, do a little water sports, you know, maybe get a boat, Sea-Doos. You know, an RV or something. We're seeing a lot of that start to come in. We're seeing some home improvement stuff. You know, people have been itching to get outside and improve this or that on their home or their real estate. So we're seeing some of those come in, which is awesome. You know, we really love to see those individuals that are ambitious and like to see, you know, change and improvements. And so we're seeing a lot of that right now, which is very positive. You know, we have had a few come in that have received some storm damage and maybe didn't have that structure covered. Maybe their deductible on their insurance was too high, didn't want to hickey their insurance, whatever that might be. But we've seen that. Hay season's just around the corner. We've seen some guys gearing up with equipment. You know, a lot of these equipment places are running some sales to try to get some equipment out the door before hay season starts. And so we've seen those guys starting to come in the door and or give us calls and just starting to build up their equipment line.
Now I'm wondering, how quick is the process when it comes to like negotiating loans and lending.
Negotiating. I like that. I like that. You know, the process is really pretty quick, like if we're just talking about something that does not involve real estate. That process can be a turnaround of 48 to 72 hours and pretty quick. The thing that gets really difficult and auditors and some rules and regs and compliance has kind of put that in. It's, you know, it's not the day of a lot of people remember, well, I'll just write the check, cover the check for me. That still does happen some in lending, but it's just not as prominent as it used to be. It used to be that, you know, cattle operator would call the banker and say, hey, I'm going to write a check for, you know, $50,000 plus today, catch it, and I'll be in sometime next week to sign. That still does happen a little bit, but it's really tough because of regulations and compliance anymore to be able to do that. So just on general notes outside of agriculture, real estate, most of those are running about 48 to 72 hours. Real estate, you know, there's a little bit more process with that as far as appraisals are concerned and title work and making sure everything's brought up to date on the abstracting.
And what about, what else should people know? What else did what are we missing here that that we need to talk about?
You know, the missing is I don't think it's missing. The thing that, no matter if you're coming to Regent or whatever institution is, just be fully transparent. You know, that's the big thing that I've really learned in lending is communication is the key. We all hit rough spots. We all hit a little bit of times where we've got some expenditures that we didn't expect that pop up, whether it's family related or, you know, just like I was talking about these storms. You know, just be fully transparent with the lender. Yes, sometimes it's hard to eat crow or swallow your pride and walk in and say, "Now I'm kind of in a bind. I need help with this." But as a lender side, we really respect that. And we get a lot more appreciation and comfort with the client when they can do that. And I know every lender out there would just rather see their clients and customers just be open and transparent, just be fully honest, you know, and let us, as far as the lenders, be able to help you. But we can't help if we don't know that what's fully going on. So just be open and transparent. And that's, you know, banks aren't big bad things. Banks are there to help. And just allow that lender, allow that institution to help, but they've got to have the full picture.
Now, we've got about 2.5 minutes here. Where in Nowata are you guys located?
You know, Nowata is a big metropolis town, and there's one stoplight in the town, and there's a couple stop signs. But we're in downtown Nowata, big white building, Regent Bank. You really can't miss this big two-story building in downtown. Big, beautiful old building, you know. It's that building I've had a lot of opportunity to walk through and kind of get the different levels and see the old architecture on the building. And it really stands out in downtown. So downtown Nowata, can't miss us. Find us on the web at regentbank.com. And if you got any questions, maybe you're thinking of doing something, just need to bounce it off somebody, give us a call. We'd love to visit with you and love to help out however we may.
Do you know the number off the top of your head?
You bet. I absolutely do. Man, that'd be bad if I didn't, wouldn't it? Number to reach us, any of us lenders there at Nowata, is 918-273-1227. Again, that's 273-1227.
Okay. And we still have about another minute and a half. Do you want to talk about that Bartlesville location that you guys are going to have before too long?
You know, our big thing is Regent Bank, like I said, we're a community-based branch. We love helping nonprofits. We love helping schools and organizations of that sort out. And we've got some opportunities with some of our contacts and connections to service some people in Bartlesville. And we really want to expedite that and expand on that. And it's been a challenge for some of those individuals that we have that we're banking here in Bartlesville for them to bring their physical deposits over to Nowata. So we've had a demand. We've got some requests. And we just sat down and did the numbers, and, man, it makes sense. And so we're going to have a full-service branch downtown. They've got some cool ideas. I mean, it's going to be one of those that you feel real comfortable to walk into, one of those that you want to come into, and one of those that has a real friendly environment, an inviting environment. And got some individuals kind of teed up to come on staff that we're pretty excited about. Not going to disclose those at this time, but got some great people and great personnel. And like I said, we want to take care of the community here in Bartlesville as we have taken care of the community in Nowata, and just provide our service over here as we have in Nowata.
All right, I think that's about it for our time.
Awesome.
Derek, it was such a great time. I enjoyed getting to meet you this morning.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Even though you've been up since like 2, you know, you're doing wonderful, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And that was a one-on-one with a professional. And again, Derek was from Regent Bank. It's 9:50.